They may be less because they have a free will, but they won't be more. And finally, we must believe. And we believe, speaking the English language, which is not, as I keep repeating, an English word, no matter what the English word is, as an English word, it is not Catholic. It's for almost 500 years, the monopoly on the English language has been by Protestants. You've got to go behind, believe, dig. What do the words that I'm using mean? I must believe with my mind. If my mind believes, my mind really believes of the living God who became man out of love for me is on earth. My God. I will react accordingly. And the crowd that followed Christ, remember? They believed dimly, but they believed. Our closed churches are the symptom of a whole nation that in such large measure, God have mercy on us, has lost its one strong faith in Jesus Christ on earth in the Blessed Sacrament. Like the shepherds in Bethlehem, we must believe with the eyes of faith of the Savior of the world, that our Savior is in our midst. He is here. He is here. I've spent too many hours in empty monastery and convent chapels. I have no illusions. What a single deepest reason for the de-Christianization of our nation. I'll have to coin a word. I hope the pronunciation will come out intelligibly. Our de-Christianization is a result of a de-Eucharistization. A nation is only as Catholic as its faith in the real presence is strong, no more, no less. And why is he here? So we might be here too. But what a difference. Christ is here. Literally, physically, corporeally, you add the adverbs. But unless we are aware of his presence, then question. Even though we are not aware of his presence, is he aware of ours? Is Christ always conscious of us?
Yes.
Is he always talking to us?
Yes.
Let me repeat. Is Jesus Christ always talking to us?
Yes.
Pardon me for asking once more. Is Jesus Christ always talking to us?
Yes.
Thank you. Are we always listening?
No.
Thank you. All our human instincts as human beings, what do we want from the person whom we love? We want that person, of course, to love us. And the deepest, more than pain, the deepest agony on earth is to love someone who, as far as we can tell, does not love us. What do we want from someone whom we love? To talk to us? Do we want to have someone who claims they love us to talk to us? Yes, say something. And before the child can speak, I've watched mothers, and some, oh, the baby cannot talk. The mother knows it. So what does the mother do? Some sign of recognition and response. We want the one whom we love to be thinking of us. All of this is locked up in the mystery of the Eucharist, which is Christmas continued on our altars every day, all day. Shall we make the sign of the cross? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Institute on Religious Life has presented these lectures by Father John A. Hardin, S.J. All rights are reserved. Any duplication or reproduction of this material in any media form without the express written consent of the Institute on Religious Life is strictly prohibited. For more information on other material in this series or on the Institute on Religious Life, call area code 313-930-7470.